www.ReverbNation.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm broadcasting from the farm today, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts and downloads are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the world broadcast in Minnesota. Today, Michael Rivero's with us. Now, I used to broadcast with Michael Rivero on another network, and I have very fond memories of those days. Welcome, Michael Rivero.
Thank you for having me, Vince. I'm glad to be here.
Michael, you are in Hawaii, and you've been broadcasting for quite a while. I've got a question for you about Hawaii. You know, when we see Hawaii on the big screen, it's paradise. How close to paradise is Hawaii in real life?
There are a lot of parts of Hawaii that do look very much like you see in the TV and movies. The other islands especially are still quite rural in many cases. Kauai is very beautiful. There are parts of Hawaii that have been built up, like Kaanapali down on Maui is now really built up. It looks more like the coast of Miami than it does Hawaii. And, of course, Honolulu is a large city with the big city problems. But there are parts of Hawaii that are still quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you mentioned the word problems, and that brings to mind, you and I are about the same age, and we grew up in the 1950s and the 1960s. Michael, those were the days that we had heroes. You know, there was Whitey Ford, and there was Mickey Mantle, and, you know, we had these, and Roger Maris, we had baseball heroes, and we were involved in this space race, and we could look positively, and we could look forward to great achievements. And as I look at the news today, and you scour the news and you report on the news and you dissect the news, and I do something similar to that. As I look at the news today, I don't see any heroes. All I see is a plethora of bad news. And I believe it started with the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The lies started becoming bigger and more prolific. Do you think that's accurate?
I think the Kennedy assassination definitely marks a change in direction for the entire country. And I think part of the problem here is that as our nation has descended, the opportunity for people to be heroes, at least within the established system, declined. Obama is the first president since Eisenhower to preside over a nation that does not have a manned space program. But I think there's another part of it, and that is back in the 1950s and 1960s, we allowed ourselves to be told what it meant to be a hero, usually measured in terms of media exposure and accolades from those in power. And I think part of what we need to do right now is realize that we can choose and identify our own heroes, because our heroes today are people that the government doesn't want us paying attention to, such as, well, yourself and other stars of the independent media who are out there doing very good work trying to restore the republic, and obviously the corporate media and the government wishes we would go away. So by the old yardsticks that were used to measure heroes, we're not going to be included in that club. But I think there's a lot of heroes out there, and we need to recognize them even if they're not being honored and advertised by the corporate media.
Michael, there are about, as far as I can tell, there are about 300 of us who are out there explaining in the media and in our own ways, like Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, Larry Pratt, Sheriff Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, there's so many, about 300 of us who are actually trying to get the word out about what's really happening to get America to understand. It's an uphill battle. It really is, because while we're doing that, we're trying to pry people off the couch and get them away from their remotes and their televisions to read and understand what's going on. But it's not for the lazy person. It really takes, you know, a little bit of effort to become involved and to run for office and to try to unseat the machine that's empowered in the and is complicit in the destruction of the United States of America. Michael, what do you recommend that we do?
Well, we're already doing it, and that is that we talk about what we know with who we know, just one-on-one. We get into the wet net, if you will, which is talking to other people. The reality is we know that our current entrenched political system is pretty much impregnable. We saw that with Ron Paul in 2008 and again in 2012. This man had absolutely amazing grassroots support, and we saw the political machine and the corporate media just openly, blatantly derail this guy right in front of our eyes. So we're basically in a stage right now where I think the United States government and its financial system are really hovering at the edge of collapse like the former Soviet Union. And the good news is, looking at the poll numbers, even with all the spin and push-polling and bias that the corporate media can throw in there, it is obvious that the government has lost the trust and faith of the American people. Now, back in the 1950s and 1960s, we were all very, very naive. We trusted the corporate media to report the honest news. We trusted the government when it said X, Y, Z. In looking back now from our sadder but wiser perspective, we realize that we were being lied to back then, but we didn't see it. The difference is today, people do see it. People are looking for reasons to not trust the official story, and once they start looking, they very quickly find them. So looking at the current poll numbers, two-thirds of Americans are now getting their news off the Internet, off the independent media. Trust in the president and Congress. Well, Congress is down in the single digits, and I think at this point you have to recognize that a government that has lost the trust of its population is a government that's really not going to be able to function. And I think Obamacare really illustrates that, pardon me, for all of its problems. You have the reality that it wasn't just a factor that very few people could sign up. It was a factor that very few people actually tried. And we just saw all kinds of Americans across the country saying, well, if I lose my insurance, I lose my insurance, but I'm not going to be ordered to buy these more expensive, higher deductible, higher copay policies just as a cash grab for the government and the insurance companies. And if there were a genuine, real emergency in this nation, this government is not going to be able to marshal the American people to deal with it, because the American people are just going to presume it's another lie, it's another manipulation. And at this point, I see it just, it's a matter of time before the whole thing just implodes on itself, and we really need to start thinking very seriously about what kind of a country we want to have replace it. And I think going back to most of the Constitution, the first 13 amendments is a good way to start. Obviously, in this day and age of instant electronic communication, we don't need the Electoral College. We have the possibility of direct participatory democracy for the entire nation, where the new government is there to keep the roads paved, the bridges strong, the schools and hospitals working, but for the major policy decisions like going to war, throwing trillions of dollars at foreign governments, or using tax money to prop up failed Wall Street banks, those could and should be put to a direct vote by the entire U.S. population.
Michael, I heard a guy on the radio in Springfield, Missouri, near where I live, said as the collapse continues, when we collapse, don't try to, you preppers out there, you survivalists, you independent-minded thinkers, you libertarian types, don't try to form your own local community organization and government. You know, turn back to those people who are in government now, because they know how to do it, and they are our experts. So,
okay, no, so let me give you this. After Captain E.J. Smith rams the Titanic into the iceberg, we should give him another ship? I don't think so. And the reality is, for those people who are worried about what might happen in the U.S. in the event of a complete economic collapse, look at what's going on in the Philippines right now, where food delivery, infrastructure, all of that stuff came crashing down, and just what a terrible situation they're in right now. The preppers are right. Going back to the collapse of the Soviet Union, it was about 3 months between the fall of the Soviet Union and the establishment of the Russian republics, and at least for those 3 months, your local community is going to be your lifeline, and you should start community building now, you know, taking brownies over to your neighbors, that kind of thing, because all of those people together are going to be the core of helping you get through. This person's growing this food, this person has this skill. If you're all just sitting there isolated in your homes, you can be picked off one by one, and I think local community is very important. And don't forget, when the United States was founded, the emphasis was placed on local community, on the states, on the cities, and the central government was intentionally kept weak. And, of course, over time, we have mutated to something that the founding fathers absolutely would have rejected. But during this period of transition, which now seems inevitable, your local community is going to be your lifeline. So I disagree with your friend in Springfield.
Michael is not my friend. And I can tell you that anybody, he just happens to be a broadcaster. And, you know, Michael, believe it or not, there are stations that if you just have money, you too can be a broadcaster. I had a chat with a guy who owns a radio station. Actually, he owns many of them. And he said to me, Vincent, you know, with a good sales staff, I could sell programming of monkeys fornicating. And I said, I'm not interested. And I'm talking about someone in his mid-80s who's owned radio stations for a long time. And what he was saying is the programming doesn't matter. I can sell advertising for that programming, and I can do quite well. And I told him, it won't happen. It might happen for a few naive people in the short run. In the long run, it's toast. And you know what? The guy lost $500,000 last year in the radio business because he was trying to sell poor quality commercials, actually infomercials, and he tried to sell it as programming. It doesn't work. It does not work in the long run. Michael Rivero's with us. WhatReallyHappened.com. Michael Rivero, one of the best broadcasters on the planet. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Michael Rivero's with us. WhatReallyHappened.com. WhatReallyHappened.com. Michael, I see more and more police anxiety. High anxiety. Police are on high alert. They have more traffic stops. And when they have traffic stops, there are multiple vehicles. I mean like four police vehicles at a minimum. And they're imposing vehicles, new vehicles, blacked out windows. And the police have armored vests, tasers, hinged handcuffs, billy clubs, nightsticks, pepper spray, radios, high capacity handguns with extra capacity, high capacity magazines. What are they so concerned about, do you think, Michael?
Well, current police training in the United States of America is being heavily influenced by these Israeli security companies that are being hired to rebuild America's police force, and they're being taught to view the population in an adversarial sense. In a lot of ways, the American police are now treating the American people pretty much the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. The surge in traffic enforcement is because that's a revenue-generating mechanism where they can bring revenue into the city coffers. Virtually all across the country, and we certainly saw this here in Hawaii, the cost of traffic fines literally went up by a factor of 10. And huge amounts of police resources are devoted to traffic enforcement and writing those tickets to the detriment of enforcement of other laws. So crime is, of course, exploding. And part of this appears to be a campaign to intimidate the American people by just making them scared of anybody who's in a uniform. It seems to be having, to me, the opposite effect. People are getting very, very angry at all of this police brutality. We finally managed to get a reliable statistic. Everyone's talking about, you know, how many people are killed by terrorists and how many people are killed by these mass shooters the gun grabbers are waving at us. But it turns out, and this came out of Washington Times, that the police shoot and kill anywhere between 500 and 1,000 innocent Americans every single year. I mean, since 9/11, the American police force have killed more Americans than died in 9/11, more Americans who've actually died in combat in Iraq. And this, of course, is something the government doesn't want the American people knowing about. But the police very much are out of control. And again, I think this is part of a plan of trying to keep the American people intimidated. It goes hand in hand with this idea that NSA is watching every single thing that you do. It's all the same propaganda tricks that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis used against the German people to keep them silent and obedient. But I don't think the American people are reacting quite the same way.
Michael, there's a story of a man going to visit his friend in Hawthorne, California. And so he went to visit his friend, and he walked up the steps and walked across the front porch, knocked on the door, and his friend wasn't home. So he picked up the garden hose and sat on the front porch, and he was there with the garden hose in his hand. And the neighbor across the street saw this man just sitting on his friend's front porch. Neighbor called 911 and said, there's a guy across the street. I don't recognize him. I think he's got a gun. And the police dispatcher said, what kind of a gun? He said, well, you know, a small revolver, something like that. Well, four cops show up, and they look at this man. They don't say, sir, would you mind putting your hands up, please? Or what do you have in your hands? They just discharge their weapons, shotguns, handguns, and just kill this man for sitting on the front porch waiting for his friend to come home. This kind of, these stories, that's not an isolated story. There are all kinds of stories where the police will approach someone who is videoing or taking pictures of a police stop. So the cops will go over and approach a man, and there's a story of a man with his dog. And the cops said, put your dog in the car. The man puts the dog in his car. As the police go to arrest him, he leaves the windows down a little bit so the dog can breathe. The dog jumps out of the car because he sees his master being arrested for taking pictures of the cops, and the cops kill the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, there are all kinds of stories. It's unending. And what we've been doing on our website is posting the names in the headlines, the names of the cops who are committing these crimes, and the phone numbers of their police stations. So it's out of control. It is absolutely out of control, and I'd like to know what, when we come back on the other side of this break, what do you think we can do to stop the assault by the police on we, the people? Michael Rivera, we'll be right back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Michael Rivero's with us, and we're talking about some of the things that are going wrong with this country, the downward spiral of the United States of America. And it seemed to escalate after the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Michael Rivero and I were talking about traffic stops and arrests. And Michael, we have one of our instructors is a pastor. He's a street preacher. He spent 8 years in the U.S. Army as an engineer. And his name is Pastor Aaron Brummett of Springfield. Now, he was arrested for street preaching on the streets of Springfield, Missouri. They hauled him away in hinged handcuffs. Now, the reason I say hinged handcuffs, I believe they are devices of torture. So here's a guy preaching on the street, decibel level way below what he was told it had to be. And he keeps getting harassed by the police. So here we have a preacher. Now, when this guy is preaching, he is dressed in a jacket and a tie. I mean, he is dressed magnificently. He looks the part of a of an honest man. He looks the part of a businessman, white shirt, tie, that kind of a thing. And he's on the street and he's preaching the gospel and he gets arrested. So we have traffic stops. What do you think we should do to stop this assault on we the people?
Well, that is a very difficult question. There is no easy answer. I mean, obviously, from the practical point of view, these guys have tasers and tear gas and guns, and they are armed basically to conduct a war against we, the American people. From the legal point of view, Americans need to remember that the police have lawful authority only so long as they themselves comply with the law and the Constitution. If they're acting wrongfully, if they're acting outside the law, they're no longer covered by their uniform and badge. They're just another citizen engaged in illegal activity, and you are legally entitled to deal with them. In fact, there's a United States Supreme Court decision on that very point, John Bad Elk versus the United States. The United States Supreme Court ruled, if the police are engaged in unlawful activity, you as an American citizen have a right to resist up to and including the use of lethal force. Now, as I said, for practical reasons, that's not something that I would encourage anybody to do. But I got into a very long debate with a writer over at a newspaper in Las Vegas where he penned this article saying, look, if you see a uniform and a badge, just do as you're told and all will be well. And I came back and I said, that's not what America is supposed to be. The police are supposed to be serving the community, not bossing it around. And when the police are clearly engaged in illegal, unconstitutional activities like smashing cameras or arresting the street preacher who's obviously engaged in First Amendment-protected activity, they're no longer lawfully the police, and the American public are no longer required to obey them. And that is the absolute legal reality. Now, there's another factor. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. And it has to do with this growing problem with prescription antidepressants. Now, 26% of Americans are now on these. There's a very clear, well-documented link between taking these medications and acts of seemingly irrational violence. Most, if not all, of these mass shooters were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And there was a study done in Florida which revealed that police officers, because they consider their jobs high stress, are taking more of these than the general population. So we're talking about one-third of the police officers are on these medications that can trigger very bizarre behavior. I remember seeing a video from, I think it was out in California, where the police had pulled over this guy in a truck and ordered him out of the truck. And getting out of the truck, the man tripped on his seatbelt and fell down, and the cop just emptied the magazine of his gun into him, right in front of the guy's wife. So there's an overlap of factors, but a big part of it is you're seeing all these police chiefs across America are getting these free trips to Israel to learn about Israeli policing methods. They're hiring all these Israeli companies to come in and train the police, and as a result, the American police are now starting to treat the American people the way the Israelis treat the Palestinians, and we're seeing it every day across the land. The police aren't serving the public interest any longer. They're there to protect Wall Street from the Occupy movement. They're there to infiltrate and disrupt protests. They're acting very, very much like the enforcement arm of the money junkies. And again, what you're going to do about it, you know, my advice continues to be sit back, stay patient. It's all going to come crashing down. And we're almost at a point where the U.S. government itself is desperate for there to be violence in the streets so that they can suspend the Constitution, declare a national emergency. I think they've tried already twice this year, last July 4th with Adam Kokesh's proposed armed march into D.C. He couldn't get anybody to do that. Then remember the George Zimmerman verdict. The week before the verdict came down, the corporate media was just hammering. There will be race riots if he's acquitted. There'll be race riots across the country if he's acquitted. Zimmerman was acquitted. There were no race riots because everybody figured out that's what the government wanted to have happen. So our advice from our website and our radio show continues to be, I know it's very hard to just sit here and continue to take all this abuse from the government, but it's not going to be for much longer because the parallels between the U.S. government and the former Soviet Union just before its collapse keep building up every single day.
Michael, we are, as I see it, we're in a catch-22. If we revolt, if we the people revolt in civil war, the tanks will be rolling, we will be run over. The machine is so big, the drones, the spy satellites, the just the number of troops, they will mow us down. So if we revolt, we're cooked. If we do nothing and we just say, you know what, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt my wife, please don't hurt my children, sure, empty my bank account, take everything I have, even take my house, but please don't hurt me. If we do that, we're toast. So it almost seems like no matter if we do something or do nothing, it's not good for we the people.
No, we're heading into, we're in some dark times. We're in very dark times right now. We're in a serious economic mess. And the past history of the United States government is every time it gets into this kind of a financial mess, they get into a world war to get out of it. But the obvious answer there, is you shouldn't have your money in the bank anyway. You shouldn't have any more of your money in the bank than you need to cover your outstanding obligations. Apparently, incoming Fed Chairman Yellen is already out there saying they need to disincentivize savings account holders by going to negative interest. If you're keeping your money in a savings account in the bank, you will actually be losing money rather than gaining it. And Yellen is saying, oh, this will get all these hoarders of money, these wrongful hoarders of the nation's money to go out and spend it to rebuild the economy or loan it out to stimulate business. And, of course, that's not going to happen. The very nature of savers is they want to hang on to what little wealth they've managed to acquire. They'll take their money out of the savings accounts. They'll buy silver and gold and just hide it someplace else where the government can't get at it. But we're at a stage in this government, the nation's history, where this government is just desperate to find more ways to loot Americans, and everything that you can do to not let that happen hastens the day when it's going to come crashing down. Let me go back here to this situation with Obamacare. Yesterday, Obama came out and he basically said, okay, we're going to delay the personal Obamacare mandate for 1 year. That was the deal the GOP offered him during that whole debate over raising the debt ceiling. But because and the expected tax revenues from Obamacare were part of the same cash grab deal, Obama said, no, we will not delay, we will move forward. And now we're in this hideous mess of halfway into a system that won't work, and Obama yesterday just gave the GOP what they were asking for, could have avoided the shutdown, could have avoided the embarrassment of the Obamacare website, could have avoided all this anger from Americans who had their policies canceled, and it was a very, very bad decision on Obama's part. But the goal isn't taking care of the American people. If the U.S. government was really concerned about your health, they would do something about the 400,000 Americans who are killed every year in this country by medical mistakes. They would do something about the toxic adjuvants in vaccines. They do something about the toxic additives in commercially produced food. They would at least label, if not ban, GMOs. But this government is only interested in finding more ways to take money out of your pocket. And it's not a coincidence that as Obamacare stumbles, they're starting to go back to, oh, we must have a carbon tax to save the world from global warming. They're desperate. They can't just print up any more money, or it creates more downward pressure on the dollar internationally at a time when countries are abandoning Bretton Woods and they're refusing to do business using the dollar. And so it's only a matter of time at this point.
Michael, how is it constitutional for the United States government, the federal government, to mandate, to force us to buy anything, to threaten us that if we don't buy into the Obamacare system, we will be fined? How is that constitutional?
It isn't constitutional. You need to remember when Obamacare went up to the United States Supreme Court, everyone expected it to lose because Chief Justice Roberts was saying this absolutely is not constitutional. Then at the very last second, he turned around and said, well, I guess it could be allowed under the Commerce Act. The Supreme Court passed it, and Chief Justice Roberts skedaddled out of the country for a week's vacation in Malta so he wouldn't have to talk to the reporters, which raises the question, if the NSA is spying on all of us, are they spying on the justices of the Supreme Court? And finding the dirt with which to manipulate them. We know that the NSA was spying on Obama when he was a senator, and it raises the possibility that NSA is steering the government in a direction that is not conducive to the general good. The NSA is not an elected body. They're not representatives of the people. They're not complying with the Constitution and the law. And we know from past history the way that J. Edgar Hoover was blackmailing politicians, including John F. Kennedy, with his special secret private files. And that is the real danger of the NSA. Not that they're going to steal my Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, but that the NSA has dug out the dirt on these people who shape the government and its policy and is using that to blackmail them to go along with certain agendas.
Michael, we feel that politicians are weak and that they are not really elected. They are selected. And we have a choice of two very weak people for most elections. And we think that they are so weak that they are easily manipulated, easily bribed, easily lured into the traps of money, sex, luxury, travel. And we think that that's why we have so many problems, because we have been sold out at almost every level of the government. Do you think that's true?
Oh, yes, I think that's absolutely true. We have descended into a state of absolute fascism, which is when government is aligned completely with financial interests against the general population. We're not a capitalist nation any longer. And, you know, when the corporate media comes out and says, oh, Occupy Wall Street, they're anti-capitalist. No, they're not. They're anti-fascist. They want to go back to capitalism, you know, that made this country work for all of Americans. But we have really absolutely lost our way. The bankers are very much calling the shots, and
Michael,
everything
that
they're doing.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations to signing petitions to writing your representatives to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge.
charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my when you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we've got a meetup on Monday. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and he's with us 4 times a year for some of his at-the-restaurant clinics. And this Monday, he's going to be hosting a diabetes type 2 clinic, clinical trials right there at the restaurant. It starts at the restaurant, Ziggy's 530, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. 10 people will get all the supplies that they need to go through this type 2 diabetes clinic with Dr. Norman Shealy. It's all free. All free. I'll be there Monday, Sunshine and Glenstone. So Dr. Shealy is with us 4 times a year. And it is a absolutely packed restaurant. I hope you'll get a chance to attend. Mike Rivero and I are talking about banking. And, Mike, you said something like bankers are calling the shots. Well, Mike, banks are the biggest and best buildings in any city, town, or hamlet in the United States.
They look like churches in many cases.
Yeah, and they make no products, Michael. They don't build cars. They don't build electronics. They don't build anything. And when I used to work for a bank, the vice presidents of marketing would meet with the president, and I'd be there, and they'd say, "Yeah, we've got a new product." And I'm thinking, "Product? What product? You mean a concept?" And they would call these things that they rent you products. Well, when I was in Virginia, the local bank there had the CD rates. This is back in the 1990s when I thought that banking might be okay. And they had CD rates posted, you know, in the bank lobby. And I would look at them and I'd say, that's a suggestion. So I would call the president of the bank and I'd say, "Hey, this is Vinny. I'm interested in making a deposit into a CD. But let's talk about the rates. I see the suggestions that you've got in the lobby. Let's talk about what we can really do." And I would always negotiate a better rate. So that can be done. But now I don't trust the banks worth a darn, Michael. I really don't.
Well, you need to understand a fundamental reality about banking. When the nation was started, government created interest-free currency serving as a public utility, spent it into circulation, and it powered commerce without accruing interest to a bank. Now, this idea of a private bank creating the currency and lending it at interest into the population is exactly the same kind of banking system this nation fought a revolution to be free of. I know our schools are always talking about the T-tax and the Stamp Act, but if you go back and you read the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, it is very obvious that being ordered to conduct all business only using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England is what led to the American Revolution. So we broke free of this private central bank scheme, and we 100 years ago, a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president sold us back into the same scam. It was unconstitutional for them to do that. They did an end run around. They didn't bother with a constitutional amendment. And I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, and I just want to leave your listeners with a thought. When you talk about all this debt ceiling problem and accumulating debt, and it's going to crank up again after the first of the year, the question every American should be asking, and no corporate media will ask this, and the government doesn't want it to be asked, but the question that must be asked is, the Constitution gives the government the authority to create and issue an interest-free public currency, so why is the government borrowing that currency at interest from a privately owned central bank? That is the question of the age.
It absolutely is, and my research tells me that the Federal Reserve pays a dividend of 6% to the shareholders, 6% to the shareholders of the Reserve, and that would be the member banks, 6%. So that's after they've made all the money, they can still pay 6% to the member banks.
This is why they're fighting an audit. They're fighting an audit. And you need to understand, this is a global scam, because what the Federal Reserve Act did to the American people, the post-World War II Bretton Woods did to the rest of the planet. The dollar is the international trade and reserve currency. Where do you get the dollars to conduct business? You borrow them at interest from the Federal Reserve.
Michael Rivero, thanks so much for spending this hour with us. Michael Rivero, what really happened? .com. What really happened? .com. Mike Rivero, thanks so much for being with us. It's always good hearing your voice and hearing you dissect the news.
My pleasure.
Again for being with us. Class coming up next, Dr. Judy Wood. Where did the towers go? Where did the towers go? Number 105 in the series. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial breaks.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.